going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right. We have a woman filing a federal lawsuit. I always kind of like these stories. I feel bad for her, but I like these stories because we all have an opinion on what proper attire in a variety of situations should or should not look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the selfies in front of the Pope. Not a good look.
Yeah.
A Baton Rouge woman is suing an area restaurant after she was refused service and reportedly told that her attire violated the upscale venue's dress code. Look this up. I want you to see the outfit, and then you tell me what you think. A federal lawsuit filed on behalf of Yamine McClanahan says she was, quote, utterly humiliated when she was turned away from having lunch at Stab's Prime Steakhouse in Baton Rouge.
I don't think it's that bad.
The outfit McClanahan was wearing was a floral crop top dress.
Yeah.
She previously told reporters that she wore the same outfit to the restaurant's location in central Louisiana 2 weeks prior. The lawsuit includes photos allegedly taken from Stab's social media showing the outfits that other women wear inside the restaurant, including workers who are seen in fishnet tights and tank tops. Attorneys for McClanahan argue that Stab's selectively applies the dress code for whatever reason to different people. I don't know if it's race. I don't know if it's age.
Well, she's a black woman.
Because I will say this, you know, the attire that sometimes you see on a college campus, and this is not about race, would not be attire appropriate for a woman of 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't.
Now, to be fair, I don't think it's that bad, but it is basically just a bra halter top type top.
But she's wearing
a long dress.
I guess, but it's also Louisiana. I mean, yeah. I lower what you said is exactly right. I'm going to lower my standards based on it being Louisiana and everything I know about that state. Like that's,
I would not have called this like a crop top because the bottom of the halter piece almost touches the skirt.
Okay.
Like, you know, I bring up college again because I'm there all the time because my kids are there.
Mm-hmm.
You see just sports bra and booty shorts constantly. That's what the girls wear when they're out walking around or doing whatever, or shopping. That same outfit on a woman my age that's had 4 children would probably ask me to leave the restaurant, as they should.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, they're also discriminating based on size.
This is a floral. It looks like an Easter dress. It is floral. She is a curvy woman.
Yeah,
she is curvy. We see it all the time, especially with people who get kicked off of airplanes. You're talking about the bra and the tight shorts. The fitness model who looks like she was chiseled by the gods never gets stopped.
Right.
The lady who happens to be curvy wearing the same outfit.
They're not worried about her coming out of something.
I don't want to see a man's gut either on an airplane.
No. I'm very laissez-faire when it comes to whatever you want to wear on an airplane. If you want to wear pajamas, I'm fine with that. And the reason why is because we have to take off our shoes to get through security now.
Right.
So we should dress like trash. They're treating us like trash.
I don't agree with the restaurant kicking her out. I don't think what she wore was that bad. I will say though that when I was doing country radio in Boston, mm-hmm. I had to go to concerts a lot.
Okay.
And Katie and Finn and I went to a concert. It was a Zac Brown Band.
Yeah.
Katie's the only, I think, artist that we played that she and I actually liked. And we went to his concert at Fenway. And we're walking down Lansdowne Street. And it is nothing but girls in tiny, like, dental floss, basically, yep. over their nips. And Daisy Dukes cut
yep.
up
yep.
all the way up and just to where the pockets are showing out.
Right.
And Katie's like covering Finn's eyes
right.
as we're walking down Lansdowne Street to Fenway. And she looks at me. She's like, is this your audience? And I was like, sweetie, these people don't listen to radio. like, no, they've never heard of me. No. They don't know what that is. But I guess.
They don't know who President Clinton is.
Right.
Who?
I was born during the Obama administration.
Right.
But it was the fact that it was out and open in public. Like, I think there should be just some standards. Like, I don't think it should be universal. I guess my thing is mostly, I don't care about pajama pants. Too skimpy is a problem.
My issue on an airplane is that if you are spilling out and over and you are seated next to
me,
you can now touch me and I don't want you touching me,
yeah.
male or female.
Have you ever felt discriminated against based on your attire? Have you ever felt out of place due to it?
Oh, my entire childhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wanted a pair of Guess jeans so bad, and we were a Lee jeans kind of family. Not Levi. Those were highfalutin. Lee.
I still wear Lee
jeans. Lee jeans. I see you're St. Louis, and I raise you North Topeka.
Yeah. No, it's around.
So, yeah, growing up, I think I was self-conscious about it. I'm not anymore, because I really, if we're going to a fancier place, like, I don't think – I am not comfortable with confrontation or conflict of any kind. So I will overdress sometimes because I don't want to walk into a nice restaurant with a ball cap on and then be told, could you please remove your cap?
Right.
Because I would just freak out.
Well, and do we have those standards anymore? I mean, it used to be
yes.
if you were going to a nice
restaurant,
on
where you're
you
going.
Had to wear slacks, you had to wear a sport coat. I mean,
yes.
you couldn't walk in dressed like Scott Parks and expect to get a table.
I love this. At Jasper's, I love this. They will ask you to remove your hat.
Well, yeah.
And I think they should.
Yeah.
I think they should. We, it's okay to bring back some decorum.
But here's the other thing, too, though. And I've had jobs where I had to dress up or I had to look nice.
Yeah.
A dress shirt, khakis, dress shoes, have a haircut, and be presentable. And then I worked in radio for 15 years and just let myself go. Like, especially mornings. I was like, you're lucky I showered.
Decorum.
You think I have time?
Out the window.
When I found out that dry shampoo was a thing, I was like, oh, I'm going to save 5 minutes in the morning.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over. I don't need to shower anymore. But you feel better about yourself when you dress up. Like, you do.
Yeah.
And I think that people who dress kind of trashy, to an extent, aren't feeling good about themselves because it doesn't cost that much. My grandma used to say soap and water's cheap. Like, it doesn't take much to clean up.
Yeah.
Like, and also you don't have to spend that much money. You can go to Walmart or Target and
get a nice
decent
t-shirt
outfit,
even a nice t-shirt,
a t-shirt or polo and some khakis for like $30.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a nice outfit that you have.
I don't want to know if you have an innie or an outie on an airplane or in a restaurant.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.